Good morning. I'm going to switch you all to gallery view, which means I can see everybody's lovely faces. Except, oh yes, there's Ian. Yes, good. He's alive and he's awake today. That's good news. Excellent. Really nice to share the morning with you. She's disappeared off to the sofa now, but Delphine, my wife, is with us too, which is really nice for us to be able to share the morning together with you. And we're going to look at this passage, Ephesians chapter 6, and the verses that have already been read to us. And I'm gonna focus just on one little bit of it because of time, and just give us a particular concentration on it. I'm going to focus on verse 10 of that passage that says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. We're living in a time where people are incredibly aware of their and our weakness. And our society runs very, very much as if we as human beings can control everything, and we can determine what goes on, and we can, there's nothing that kind of conquers us and all this. And in this time of this tiny little, completely invisible to the naked eye little virus, we are discovering that as human beings, we are incredibly weak and incredibly vulnerable. And that's a really good starting point for our text this morning, to recognize human frailty and human weakness, because it's only when we're weak that we start to look around for a different source of strength. It's only when we're weak that we become aware of our need of something or someone else. And it's a good place. That's why, last week we saw that actually, with church doing a lot of stuff online, that actually loads of people across the country who wouldn't normally approach church at all are tuning in and having a look and having a listen, because people are aware of their own weakness. And our text is lovely because it gives us an invitation. It gives each one of us as Christians an invitation to receive strength and to grow in strength and to be strong in the Lord. And we're very aware that human weakness and lack of strength is our challenge. It's our problem. We know that our spiritual strength doesn't come from our own self, from our own experience. You can't even download it off the internet. And since it seems like you can get virtually everything else on there, it's something you can't get. And also, as Christians, you can't actually get it from your church in that sense. And you can't even get it from your pastor, as lovely and wonderful as David is. That's what you said, David, wasn't it? Yes. All right. You can't, it's there for you. Strength in God, strength in the Lord is something that is uniquely individual, and you and I can grow in and receive. And it is a process. Last night in the Leadership Academy, we were talking about the process, the journey to discovering our call. Our walk with Jesus is a journey. It is a pilgrimage. And there's a process of spiritual conditioning that each of us needs to undergo, because our text shows us there's a two-way interconnection. There's a thing that, as that one of the early translations there that the kids thing showed, was that actually there is a strength that comes directly from God that is almost very God directed. It flows from him. But there's also a strength that actually you and I have got a responsibility for, and that you and I need to connect with, and that you and I need to engage in spiritual conditioning to enable that strength to develop in our own lives. It's a command in some ways. Be strong. Come on, don't be weak. Be strong. You've got a choice in this today. It also shows us a possibility. You don't have to be weak. We don't have to go under our circumstances. We don't have to go under the difficulties and challenges of our time and our situation. We can be strong in God. There can be a resourcing that comes to us. And the passage not only tells us to be strong in the Lord, but the other bits in the passage go on and tell us that we have two other elements to our victory. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, absolutely. But also take on the defensive armor that God gives us. Because we're in a battle, whether we like it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we think that in the sort of sophisticated West this stuff doesn't go on, we're in a battle. And we need armor because there is an enemy out there that seeks to damage you and me. He can't take your life. He can't destroy you. But can he do damage? Yes, he can. So we need defensive armor. That's why there is the helmet and the breastplate and the shoes and all those things. And we need to be strong in the Lord. We need our defensive armor and we need our offensive weapons. And scripture is the sword of the spirit. It is the offensive weapon that you have. So we need three elements. We need a strong soldier. We need a soldier that is equipped with defensive armor, and we need an offensive weapon-carrying soldier that can wreak havoc on the enemy and that can break through. So we're not just about surviving. We're not just about defending ourselves. We're also under attack. We're attacking the works of darkness, the works of darkness that bring fear and destruction and loneliness and pain and difficulty into people's lives. You and I, with the sword of the Spirit, can make a difference in those situations. So the first thing is about being strong in the Lord. That's my focus this morning. Years ago in our church, I've told many of you before in London, we were in a very interesting situation. The church was really growing. A lot of people were becoming Christians. But there was also a lot of demonic activity around that part of London. If any of you know Notting Hill at all, you will know that it's quite a centre of challenge, shall we say. And at one point, there were 11 witches' covens that actually were within a mile radius of our church building. And we used to have practicing witches coming into our services seeking to disrupt those meetings. How do I know that? I know that because particularly one Wednesday evening when we used to run our prayer meeting, and we had a very multicultural congregation. We had a lot of wonderful African believers who taught us white Brits how to pray. And we didn't have our nice tea and biscuit prayers, "Oh Lord, please bless us." We had fired up, faith-filled, beautiful, powerful times. They were crammed full of power and people. And one of those evenings, particularly in the middle of a prayer meeting, one of the women in the congregation was shouting and screaming in pain at the top of her voice. And she, without any altar call, without any invitation whatsoever, she ran to the front of that church service. She threw herself on the floor, face down, crying out in repentance and asking for God's forgiveness. And when we talked to her afterwards, it discovered that she was a witch. She was part of a coven that had covenanted together to close that church down. And she came to the foot of the cross in repentance, crying out for God to save her and heal her, which he did. Amazing change in that lady's life. But it showed that we were in a battle, and a battle that we win. You know, sometimes people get afraid of darkness. Or, hey, light wins. We've won. But there is still a battle going on. At the early days when we were founding a Bible school, Colin Dye was trying to teach us 20s how to pray for people. And so he invited, there was a group of us, and he invited people who were suffering with particular kind of illnesses or whatever to come and get prayer. And this young, lovely Sri Lankan young man that I knew, he came forward, and he was struggling with headaches. And so I was praying with him, and I was praying that God would heal him and take away his headaches and make him better. And Colin Dye came across, and he said, I think there's a bit more to this. And we met with him for a couple of weeks afterwards, and it turned out that this man had gone through serious trauma. I'm not going to go into detail because there may well be children part of us and whatever, but serious, serious trauma where he'd been abused. And in the middle of praying for this man that I thought just had, you know, migraines or headaches, this man hit the floor and was squirming like a snake. And the voices, there were about five different voices coming out of his mouth at different times, and all of the swearing and the cursing out of this lovely, godly young man. And after prayer and time with him, and it was quite a lot of time with him, that young man was freed and healed and restored. But it's a battle. It's a battle, and something that, to me, now, please don't hear that I'm some loony that thinks every time someone's got a headache, it's a demon, and it's not about that. But there are times when the enemy impacts and infiltrates people's lives so seriously, often through things that have happened to them, that just reveal to us the nature of the spiritual battle that we're in. And sometimes as you know, white Brits, Westerners, sometimes we think everything's just sort of got a natural cause and is explainable. It's not always the case. We are in a battle, even here in the UK, we're in a spiritual battle, and we need to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. That text can be translated this way. It can be translated, be strengthened in the Lord. In other words, that's something that if you will place yourself, if you like, under the fountains of God's resource, he will strengthen you. He will do things to you that pour strength into you. And I want to encourage you in this time. One of the opportunities of this time, and one of my concerns, the opportunity is that actually many of us have got more free time. The danger of this time is that we either just try and survive it and get through it, or we waste it and we get bored. And it's dead easy these days just to spend this whole extra season on the internet. Now, some of the internet stuff is good. It's a great tool. Thank God that, you know, this hits now rather than 20 years ago when church would have been almost, you know, impossible in this kind of way. But I tell you what, don't zoom away this time. Don't spend your whole life on the internet and looking around. It's an opportunity to be strengthened in the Lord. It's an opportunity to set aside time to get under the stream of God's goodness and his power and allow him to strengthen you. Not just to get through this time, but to resource you for his future plan, purpose, and call. So the text says, be strengthened. It's something that God does to us. That's one way of translating the text. Another way, equally valid in the Greek text, is actually it could be read, strengthen yourselves in the Lord. Strengthen yourselves. Take responsibility for your spiritual condition. Yeah. One of the things of this isolation, when you can't necessarily access, you know, as many sort of face-to-face support and resources as possible, is actually this throws us back quite healthily on you and God. God is enough. Yeah. He's enough. You don't have to dry up. You can be strengthened in this period. You can come out of this lockdown period stronger in God than you went into it. Strengthen yourselves. Take responsibility for your spiritual health and your spiritual fitness. Be proactive. You see, scripture tells us that we have everything that we need for life and godliness, even now. Everything that we need. But we need to draw on that strength. We need to strengthen ourselves. We need to seek the God of strength. The Message version puts it this way. I like this. It's simple and strong. God is strong and he wants you strong. It's good. God is strong. We know that. But he wants you to be strong as well. Every situation in life, as I say, offers spiritual difficulties and challenges and spiritual opportunities. And I want to suggest three ways to you that really simple and obvious that you can you can strengthen yourself in the Lord. If you expect this morning that I've got some wonder text hidden in my back pocket that you've never heard, or that if you think I've managed to find some remarkable 3-minute way that you become super strong in God, then I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I am going to disappoint you, because there is no simple way. There is no magic formula. There is no way you don't know of. There are three simple things you can do that we always need to do and we need to keep doing. The first way that you know of, strength comes from the word of God. Simple, true, known by us all, obvious, common spiritual sense. The trouble with common sense and common spiritual sense is it's not often common practice. And it's the challenge on that daily basis to get your Bible out, to sit there with a pen, to sit there with an open heart saying, Lord, speak to me today. Lord, use your word in my life to fashion me and to shape me and to change me and to make me strong. Feed yourself on God's word. Strength comes. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. The second way, obviously, is prayer. Prayer is the place that God shapes us and equips us and empowers us. It's not primarily about getting our long list of requests answered. It's about connecting with God. My lovely wife has been producing a pond in our garden. So we moved into a new house a few months ago, and the builders had sort of produced a lawn, sort of. Bits of rubble and, you know, a few seeds here and there. Well, not too bad. But Delphine's dug out a pond, and some of you ladies are sitting there saying, well, what have you been doing? Well, I make tea. I have lifted some stones. I could have done with Ian's help, probably. But she's dug a pond out, and it is fantastic. And we've collected Cotswold stone from the farmer's field. And every night when we go out for a walk, we bring this stone back, and we have a pond and a waterfall. And it's amazing. And we have lights. And the lights are solar. And that means that you've got to have this solar panel, and it's got to face the sun. And when the sun shines, it charges. And then at night it shines. And guys, this might feel like night. This season at times might struggle with fear and anxiety. That's perfectly natural. But in the nighttime, to shine the light, we've got to receive the sun in the daytime. We've got to align that light and shine it and cause that solar light to charge up, so when the night hits, there's resources to shine and drive out the darkness. You see, light always overcomes darkness, always. But you've got to be charged up. And prayer is that time when we align our lives and we say to God, God, I'm here. I'm going to sit before you. I'm not just going to tell you, God bless me and mine and help me to get, you know, up front in the queue in Aldi and not too long. And I hope there's some fresh veg left, which there probably isn't, but I hope that, not just that. It's about, Lord, change me in this. Lord, align me with your will. Lord, purify my heart. Lord, equip me. Lord, shape me to be a blessing. Lord, strengthen me. You're lining up with the sun. And as the sun shines onto that panel, then the light is able to shine. You become strong. You can overcome darkness. You can drive out darkness. But it comes out of prayer. And that's why I say, you know, the Christian life in many ways is absolutely dead simple. Read your Bible, pray, and 99% of it, like Domestos, will kill all bacteria. It deals with stuff. It's God's method. There's no stunningly complicated way. Read God's word. Let it renew your mind. Come before him. Let him shape you. Let him debug you. Let him grow who you are. Strength comes from the word of God. Have a look at some time when you've got some time free. Have a look at Psalm 119. It will tell you what scripture does. That's why there's such a battle in our lives for us not to access scripture regularly and fruitfully. Psalm 119 will inspire you with faith as to what God's word can do in your life. The word of God, prayer. And the third one, to steal someone's phrase, a long obedience in the same direction. Strength comes from being a pilgrim. It comes from walking with Jesus day in, day out, week after week, good seasons, bad seasons, victories, apparent defeats. It comes with walking with him faithfully. It comes from picking yourself up when you fall down. It comes from being a pilgrim, doing the journey and walking with him. You know, human weakness is often the pathway to spiritual blessing. Human weakness is often the pathway to spiritual blessing. God is going to use this time in us, in our awareness of our weakness, to make us strong and to encourage us to strengthen ourselves in him. It is in him. You know, the source is really important, where you get your strength from. It isn't going to come from just, you know, the internet or positive thinking. Strength comes from the Lord. Strengthen yourselves in the Lord. Long obedience in the same direction, abiding in the vine, John 15. Why? So the strength of the vine flows into you, the branch. Be strengthened in the Lord. Be proactive. Strengthen yourselves in the Lord. As I come to an end, Psalm 105 and verse 4 says this in the Passion Version, seek more of his strength. Seek more of him. Be a seeker. When you seek, you will find. When you knock, it will be opened to you. Seek more of his strength. Seek more of him. Be strengthened in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Passion Version of Psalm 38 and verse 7 says, by your mighty power, I can walk through any devastation. That's good. Be encouraged with that today. You're going to walk through this. You're going to come through okay. By his mighty power, I can walk through any devastation. Paul finally opens his book of Ephesians with a prayer for the believers. He prays that they will know God's wisdom and his knowledge, that they'll have a knowledge to know and understand his will. And he closes his book praying that you and I will receive strength. That's his plan. Christians who understand his will, his knowledge, they're filled with wisdom and they're filled with strength to be strong in the Lord, to arm themselves with his defensive armor so they're not knocked out, but also to have spiritual weapons so that we can conquer, we can overcome, we can shine as lights in darkness. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Let's pray. God's plan for you is that you are wise, knowledgeable, strong, armed believers who defeat the world, the flesh, and the devil. Lord, thank you for your purpose for us to be strong and to overcome. Help us, Lord, to put ourselves in the way of your fountain of strength so it flows into us. Help us also, Lord, to strengthen ourselves in you so that whatever comes our way, we overcome, we conquer, and we bring you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.